Governor Noem says her office has been studying Title IX cases since September and doesn't think the bill that reached her desk would hold up in the courts. Following conservative backlash for her partial veto of a bill restricting transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams, Noem wants to bring together other states and stakeholders to defend themselves from any NCAA retaliation.
For decades, women have fought for an equal playing field, for equal opportunities, for scholarship money, for programs they can participate in, and to be treated the same as men. That's what Title IX is all about. And it's being threatened by some of the conversations that are happening at the national level, different policies that are happening.
Noem says she thinks her changes to the legislation will not get struck down by Title IX protections because it only deals with K-12 athletics. However, South Dakota schools are subject to Title IX protections because they receive federal funding from the Education Department. Families with transgender children have been trying to meet with Governor Noem to talk about the legislation. Susan Williams is with the Transformation Project.
We do hope that she will meet with us, as our children are the ones who will be directly affected by this legislation. Knowledge really is power, and we believe Governor Noem cannot make an informed decision without meeting with transgender South Dakotans to learn about their experiences and the daily challenges that they face.
Lawmakers will consider Governor Noem's style-informed veto next Monday. Noem has also threatened to call a special legislative session to take up the issue if need be. The South Dakota High School Athletics Association already has a transgender athlete policy in place. In the last 8 years, it's been used once. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.